We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There we go. Number one, Clint. The Rockets open up their schedule. The schedule came down shortly after we got off the air on Friday. But the Rockets open up against the Dallas Mavericks. It'll be on TV the first day. They've got Lakers-Clippers. But then the next day on TV, one of the prime games are the Rockets and the Mavs on the 31st. They open up. We now know when the Rockets are going to play. We'll get to see this small ball team at work, and we get to see them try to go against history, becoming the first team ever to win an NBA championship without a full-blooded white male on their team.
The quest, I forgot about that conversation.
The quest, I've had it five times this weekend. The quest begins Thursday. I can't wait for this, man.
Yeah, look, I'm excited about it, man. They're fixing to report, get down and dirty. In fact, you and I had a conversation, and we don't know if the teams are already down there or not, or if any of them are already reported and in their little bubble to get comfortable and make sure everybody's healthy. But if they're not down there today, they're getting down there pretty quick, man. So, we hadn't had live sports in forever. And so, yes, just a little bit of the training camp or whatever you want to call this get-right time for the NBA before they crank this thing up is going to be – I mean, surely they're going to have a lot of inside, just footage. I know it's going to be limited in terms of how many people can be there, but in terms of what we've had over the last 90 days, show, you got to think we're going to get a little something. And that little something's going to go a long way given that we haven't had live sports. So I'm just excited about the thought that when they go back to practice, we could possibly have some interviews get out. Even if it's via Zoom, you're at least going to hear from Westbrook. You're at least going to hear from Harden. One guy you're not going to hear from is Isaiah Hartenstein. We know that much. But we're going to
Zeke is gone.
we're going to hear from the Rockets, and I'm excited about it, man. I did a little breakdown show. They did an 8-game schedule before the playoffs start. They did catch the 2-1 seeds, Milwaukee and L.A., or at least the two that are 1 seeds right now, which we assume that they'll stay there, yep. Milwaukee and the Lakers. They did catch those 2-1 seeds on the schedule.
But outside of that,
the next best high-seeded team currently, it's the Pacers at a 5 seed. So they avoided all the 2s, all the 3s, all the 4s, man. So not a bad draw for the Rockets. And, hell, it's great for the fans, show. It's not a bad draw, so you don't have to worry about the Rockets, or at least you hope the Rockets don't slip over this 8-game span out of the 6th seed. Now, hopefully they can climb the charts a little bit there. But you also still get Dallas, and you also get the Rockets versus the two best teams in the league, Milwaukee and the Lakers. And you also get the Spurs up the street here. So it's not only a friendly schedule, but it's an entertaining schedule in terms of the opponents they did draw.
Yeah, and it's very important, Clint. Yes, we're happy and excited about the sport coming back, but Clint, it's very important. As I said to you, and we said it, this first game out against the Mavs, they have the same amount of wins as the Mavs. Now, the Mavs have more losses. They have the same amount of wins. They need to avoid the 7th seed. They do not want to open up in a 7-game series with the Clippers. That is not what they want to do. So this draw they got is pretty good, and they need to take advantage of it and hopefully move up in the seeding line.
Yeah, look, there's no doubt if they can bump up, they can. I don't care if they stay right where they're at, but just don't slip, because you're right. You don't want to catch the Clippers in a seven-game series out of the gate. But I mean, I don't know, though, Show. Do they?
No.
I mean, would you not, playing small ball, would you not rather catch one of the big dogs, the Clippers, the Lakers, or the Bucks? Obviously not the Bucks. Would you rather catch one of the big dogs in the West out of the gate? Would you not want to catch them early playing small ball, man?
No, man. I want to avoid the Clippers and Lakers and Bucks as long as I can, if I'm them. Like I want to avoid that as long as possible, because those two teams are just better and right now better. And
my God, yeah, PJ Tucker. Poor PJ Tucker. You want him to go get a little practice and just get leaned on by some big body for about seven games before he's got to go eat the Lakers for seven games or the Clippers for seven games. Damn, Show.
But what if a miracle? What if a miracle occurred?
And they lost
in the first round to one of the
All I teams. Need is a miracle.
All right.
Clint. Yeah, there you go. Come on, baby.
Clint Sterner at the show here with you.
Big 3-3, number two.
All right, man. Number two, the NFL has fined the New England Patriots. Everything wasn't Cam Newton in the news yesterday. The New England Patriots are fined $1.1 million, and they also had a third-round pick in the 2021 draft taken away. And also, they are not allowed to have any filming on the field or sidelines during the entire rest of this season, this season coming up, due to their incident, if you remember, December 8th last year, where they were caught videotaping the Cincinnati Bengals and the Cleveland Browns. So those are their punishments. And to me, Clint, it feels like they just got off easy. I mean, for a team that has been caught cheating, I mean, hell, I don't even know how many times now. They got off, to me, easy. $1 million? And they're not even paying Cam now, I don't think.
No, they're not. You're right. Cam's $1 million. They got fined 1.1, and they signed Cam for $1 million. So you're right. They got hit. They got hit for the fine. It's some cheating suckers, ain't they? But then they also got the 2015 damn MVP for under the amount they got fined. So on a day that you would think would have been a bad day for the Patriots, they find a way to even it out and kind of bury this bad news underneath the Cam Newton signing. But, yeah, I mean, look, this is a team that obviously pushes the envelope, and this is just one more example of it. I mean, their rap sheet is a mile long in terms of what they've done since Belichick has been there.
Yeah, I mean, they're not just pushing the envelope. They're just cheating. Like, that's what people said about the Astros.
You got
not
a cheating
pushing,
problem.
Not pushing them, but they just flat out cheat.
You got a cheating problem if you're videoing a Cleveland-Cincinnati game. I mean, like, we didn't talk about that enough. Like, are you kidding me? Like, that's – you've got six
edge,
rings. You've been the best franchise in NFL and hell, in history, but in the last 15 to 20 years, and you're filming Cleveland and Cincinnati.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
Those Zach Taylor and Freddie Kitchen concepts are the ones that really shake you down. Freddie Kitchens is a fan that came out of the stands and coached the Cleveland Browns last year, and you're videotaping.
I think I played against Freddie.
I'm pretty sure you did at Alabama. You may have.
Andrew Zell was the guy, though.
Oh, old Andrew Zell. Yeah, I remember him. But no, man, I just like I and we'll get to it. But I think Roger has had a really a good go of it ever since the coronavirus has hit. He's been strong. He's been, you know, everything.
Let's be honest. He's living up to Rob Manfred, so he doesn't
have
a
whole
lot.
Well, he's been everything that Rob hasn't been. But he has, man. They haven't missed a beat. They're doing it. And then he came up real soft on this, man. They had to. You can't be a repeat offender the way they are. They've already lost a first-round pick. It is obvious that stuff doesn't deter them. Now the third will? No. You've got to come down hard on repeat offenders. I mean, that's just soft.
He's going to find a way. He's going to find a way to get that third-round pick back.
Oh, yeah. Somebody will be stupid enough to fall for it. We're the Lions.
Bro, he's going to find a way. Watch it. He'll do it via Cam or something. He'll do it with Cam Newton after the season. He'll find a way to flip Cam and get that, at least that third rounder back, and save half of that $1 million he owes him or something.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous. Clint Sterner and the show here with you on the Big 3 at 3.
Big Three at Three, number three.
And finally, yes, this was the biggest news in the NFL. Cam Newton reaching an agreement for a one-year deal that incentive later could go up to 7.5, but as the guarantees, as we said, less than what the Patriots were fined for cheating with the Browns and the Bengals. And you're right, Clint. It should have been just more because of the teams they cheated on. Right? Like if it was the Chiefs and the Ravens. All right. The damn Bengals. Zach Taylor. Like, come on, man. Like, yeah, that's rough. But I want to push this towards you. For me, I feel like the New England Patriots are the most interesting team in football now. I thought it was the Buccaneers. I thought with everything that got new there with Gronk and Brady and all of this and Brady holding OTAs right now, even though it's against everybody's wishes, but he's holding training camp. I thought they were the most interesting team. I think the Patriots now are the most interesting team in football.
Yeah, it's fair. It's fair. I mean, do you go with a guy that you drafted that's built in the mold of Garoppolo and Brady and all these guys that you've had have success in your organization before? Do they find a way to mold their offense around the 2015 MVP Cam Newton? Can they still play the dominant defense that they played last year? What does all of that look like? Yeah, I mean, can Belichick have success without Brady? So was it all Brady or was it Belichick, that aspect? There's so many different dynamics to the New England Patriots right now. So you're right. They won the offseason. But I tell you what, in terms of attention, for sure. But look across the landscape of the NFL, and I know we've been in this COVID-19 damn near 4 months, I guess, now. But when you look at it, Carolina's sexier with Teddy Bridgewater right now, right, than when what they were. They had the Allen kid out of A&M and U of H. Obviously, New England. Obviously, Tampa. I mean, how many teams across this league all of a sudden are – I mean, Indianapolis is more interesting, whether you like him or not, with Phillip Rivers pulling the trigger. There's just so many teams around the league that are going to be, at least for a guy like me, an old quarterback for a football head, that are just must-see TV at least once. Now, I may not watch them but once, but I got to see it at least one time.
To understand the winning culture of the Patriots and what they've built, and to understand what we've seen from Bill Belichick and how he runs things to now the dynamic between Bill Belichick and what we've known of Cam Newton since he was in Auburn or Blaine or Blinn College and all the way up until Auburn until we've seen him from the NFL. Like, that dynamic of those two together, I'm glued. That is going to be so interesting to see because it just – you would never think those two would come together and work. Like, you anything could happen, Clint. They could just blow up, or then you could say, oh, my God, this dude, Belichick, made this work.
It could be – show. It could be, which, again, I don't think I don't believe they'll do this, but could you imagine if they go back to – the Carolina years when they had Tolbert, who they had the kid out of Memphis, had the pink hair.
Williams,
D'Angelo Williams, and they had Jonathan Stewart. And
yeah.
What if they go back to something like that and bring that downhill, three headed monster attack downhill and play that smothering defense? Boy, they'd be tough to watch, but they'd be tough to beat for sure. That'd be for damn sure. I mean, so there is a formula there that if they're willing to do it and if Cam can stay healthy, it would make them awfully interesting and they would be different than anybody in the league. That's for damn sure. So
it's just so different from what you've thought that organization runs like. And you know the quarterback position, you know it, you played it, is so impactful to how your team acts. And the leadership from that position is so different than what you would think. That Bill Belichick would get. A lot of people thought the Patriots made sense, but didn't think Bill would do it because you just can't see those two personalities mixing. And now we are going to get a chance to see it. And I cannot wait to watch this every week. Clint Sterner and the show with you till 6. Deshaun, your quarterback, the next face of the NFL. Deshaun Watson said something in an interview this weekend that all Texans fans have to hear. We'll get into that coming up next. Beautiful people, Clint Sterner and the show here until 6 with you. And Deshaun Watson was on a podcast this weekend, Clint, and I thought he said some really, really interesting things when it comes to the point of COVID, what it's going to be like for the Texans and their team and himself playing and moving forward with potentially playing without fans and potentially having to get themselves ready for COVID. I want to play this for you and the listeners because this to me is something that we should really look at concerning with the Texans because of everything that they could potentially feed off from the lack of fans and how everything will be with COVID. Here's Deshaun Watson.
We haven't heard anything exactly how we're going to do it. If they're going to let people go home during training camp, or we're going to be quarantined in a hotel, try to, you know, stay away from people. But that's kind of hard. You know, people got family. But, I mean, it's risky because you don't know. You know, there's so many people. You don't know who have it or, you know what I'm saying? It just kind of can spread through that way. Because, you know, football is a contact. You don't hit each other. A lot of spit, everything. That'd be tough. I've never experienced it. Even Pee-wee, you got the parents in the stands. You don't have nobody in the stands. That's crazy. It'll be wild. The hard part is just the energy. Just like, damn, when we score, it's just like, it's quiet.
Clint, that's an interesting thought to hear from him, to verbally to admit like that potentially is something that's going to be weird. Not even necessarily a problem, but potentially affect him and the rest of his team about the energy that the fans give him.
Yeah, I think energy is a big part of it, man. I mean, you got two guys with the Houston Texans that I think that, one, they can generate a ton of energy in terms of momentum, in terms of crowd noise and those kind of things, which is a huge plus at any level of football when you've got that many fans in the stands. And there's two guys with the Texans that do it as well as anybody in the league, and I think that's J.J. Watt, and he does it with his play, but he also does it pregame. He does it from the sidelines. He does it at halftime.
Yeah, I mean, J.J.'s a big energy person. Yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah, and J.J. creates that energy, gets the crowd up. Will all the guys respond to that, whether it be before they go on the field, as they go on the field, or after a play, all guys will respond to that. And so on the defensive side of the football, you got J.J. Watt. On the offensive side of the football, you got a guy that's a little bit less of a showman in terms of getting the crowd pumped up, but he lets his play do the talking, and he's a quarterback, and it's Deshaun Watson. And so, obviously, he's going to have many opportunities throughout a game to get that energy. Doesn't have to be a touchdown. Doesn't have to be necessarily a huge play. It can be a simple wave of the arms, and the crowd would erupt. So there's no doubt about it that the energy aspect, or I guess the lack thereof, the energy aspect of a COVID-19 season in the NFL is going to change the game for many players.
Were you that type of player? Were you a player that was affected by energy? I know we've had conversations where I was blown away where you told me it took for you to ever hear the Pig Suey chant at Arkansas after the hall call, after you stopped playing is how crazy you noticed it. But were you a person who fed off the energy from the fans and your play kind of went up and down with that energy?
No, I didn't. I mean, I didn't. And honestly, I didn't feel like I was talented enough to ever take my eye off the ball or ever take my mind off of the assignment. And I regret it now because there were a lot of awesome moments in college and in the NFL to where I wish I would have just stopped and smelled the roses, so to speak, and enjoyed the moment where I was always next play. What are we going to do next? How are we going to get better? What's that was great, yeah, but let's move on, to the point of where, man, I didn't even celebrate after touchdowns most of the time. I just went straight to the sideline and banged out the next drive, or, hey, coach, here's what I saw. We got to make sure we get back to it. And these players, whether it's a talent, you know, a talent difference, which obviously Deshaun Watson is extremely talented, or if it's just this new age player where it's damn near like they're playing backyard ball, they feel the energy. They create the energy. They focus on creating the energy and feeling the energy. And the more that they can do, the more money they make off the field, man. So, yeah, I didn't show. I just couldn't I didn't feel like I could take my eye off the ball. But then again, I mean, Deshaun's got more talent in his pinky finger than I had. So I can't relate to what he feels from an energy standpoint.
Clint Sterner in the show with you. So you may not have been that guy, but I'm sure you've probably played with guys that feed off it. Like, I think of players, and I don't know if your paths crossed with this guy with the Cowboys, but I don't know if Michael Irvin could play without fans. Like, that's a guy who looks like he feeds off of that stuff in a major way. Like, could you think of players that would be affected without having that extra energy boost?
Oh yeah, man. There's a bunch of them, brother. I think the biggest Cowboy that could generate energy and also thrived in that energy and appreciated that energy and soaked every bit of it up was Michael Irvin. There's no better than the playmaker Michael Irvin in terms of that. You know, I think there's a lot of guys that get so amped up off of it that it's part of their position. You know, when it's a physical, like the offensive or defense, really anybody on the defense side of the football, but the offensive linemen are some that, you know, there's some downtime, at least there was back in the day. Nowadays they run all this hurry-up offense type stuff where it changes for the offensive linemen. But they could literally stand there, catch their breath, listen to what was going on around them, get amped up, and then hear the play and go smash heads with somebody. So depending on the position, there was a lot of guys that could get into that energy. There's no doubt.
Because you're right. Defensively, that's where you'll see a change. When you talk about JJ, because those guys, I've sat growing up watching Derek Thomas and Neil Smith just completely be different players on third downs or be different players, which I'm sure it happens here with the energy with J.J. Watt, Whitney Merciless, and Clowney in the past. When that crowd gets juiced up, when the Texans fans are going off and going crazy, it is hard for defenses to not gain energy from that. That, to me, is the biggest case where, like, I just wonder how much it could affect the on the field, how much that affects defensive players and players who feed off the energy to where will we see a different Texan team? Will we see a different Texan defense, especially individual players that don't have the ability to feed off that energy?
Well, you hope that you see a different team versus a run and in the red zone.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
for damn sure. You know, you hope that the ability to communicate helps a little bit there in the red zone. But, man, you know, I don't know, Show. I literally in scrimmages and in spring games when there were no fans, you knew there were no fans. But, man, when you're down there in a dogfight, and I mean, I can only think it's even more magnified in the D-line, O-line, tight end, and even receivers where there's somebody that, like, I had a line of protection. You know, if I did my job, I should have been protected. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I could at least – I had a reason to relax and feel – I mean, these guys are in a hand-to-hand battle, if not head-to-head, chest-to-chest battle consistently. So I just know that for me, it was such a mental approach to the game that it didn't matter if it was a spring game, a fall scrimmage, or a damn SEC matchup against Alabama. Man, I was locked in, brother.
Yeah, from the text line, you can always jump in, 713-572-4610. From the 281, Clint, hey, do you guys think about it having an issue with fans in baseball? Will it help or hurt the Astros? I think it will hurt us. I love playing sports and get a second win when there's more juice. No, I mean, I think any athlete, there are certain athletes, as we were just discussing, there are certain athletes that just feed off that extra energy and need that push. I think it'll affect the Rockets in a big way, especially players that are energy-type players that come off the bench and stuff like I think it'll affect everyone. The Astros, yes. There are players who get pumped up and get an extra juice when they get out there around the crowd and see that. I think it will affect anybody that is in that way. If we had a bunch of Clint Sterners who were just so incredibly focused about it, that would help. But I think a lot of players feed off of running out that tunnel and hearing that place go crazy as, whoo, it's time. It's time to get going.
Yeah, you know, the interesting part, Show, is that this is where This is where the Michael Jordans of the world, and I know there's not Michael Jordans walking in every door.
But Tom won't give a rip.
Yeah, Tom won't give a damn. I mean, I'm going to tell you, J.J. Watt, I've watched it in practice. Like, they got to pull the reins back on J.J. Watt to the point of, like, bro, you can't even put pads on today.
So you don't think J.J. will be affected that
no,
much?
No, I think J.J. will be just straight balls to the wall as he always is. There's no doubt about it. Now, defensive units as a whole are going to be affected because now offenses are going to be able to communicate so easily that it's going to change the game drastically, especially at the pro level. I mean, I remember going down and playing Tennessee show my junior year when I fumbled against Tennessee. We were number 8 in the country. They were number 2, I think, at the time, maybe even number 1.
They were number 1.
Oh, thanks for reminding me, Bub.
The first
drive, brother, I couldn't even hear myself think. Like, I tried to audible in the guard. My guard right next to me couldn't hear me.
So it did affect you on the road.
Oh, on the road? Yeah, hell yeah. When the defense on the field in key moments, that happened to be a huge game. So it was literally the first time we touched the ball. That crowd noise, absolutely. So if you're a defense, you know, that little extra boost is not going to be there. But if you're an offense, which the Texans should be a more offense, we hope the defense is improved, but the Texans should be, we should see most a ton of improvement at least on the offensive side of the football with these new receivers. And so it's not on the road. It's not going to be so difficult for them to execute. So it's a two-way go. I mean, it's a win-win, but it's definitely different.
Yeah, Sean Ellis, Ray Knock Thompson, and Al Wilson also didn't hurt either.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You didn't mention either one. You didn't mention either one of them monsters inside. Albert Hainsworth.
Ever
heard of him?
Was there? Yeah, he was there. He's another one Bill took on. Speaking of that, man, I look at this move from the Patriots signing Cam Newton, and Clint, I feel like, where's Wade? Where's Wade Smith? Smitty, I think that we should cancel our bet. I think I should be able to get out of the bet now. I did not know that the Patriots were going to be a different team. I think this is going to affect the Texans, and they've got to look at this because I think you got to look at their schedule differently. We'll get into that coming up next. Clint Sterner and the show here with you. And Clint, man, I jumped out and I really felt good about this. I know you were strong at 8-8 when we saw the schedule come out for the Texans, but I went to 10-6 and I wanted to go higher if the schedule was broken out a certain way, but those first seven were so ridiculous that I couldn't jump it. But I was at 10. One of the big reasons was, as I thought they got a break. I thought they got a break with the first place schedule and getting a chance to play the Patriots, because the Patriots, to me, were worse than, I think you could argue, every team in the division except for the Dolphins. And I thought they kind of caught a break not having to play Buffalo or the Jets and getting the Patriots, even with Bill Belichick. Well, now that Week 11 matchup, to me, Clint, that Week 11 matchup is a bit more challenging than I thought, and it makes me think twice about potentially them getting to 10 wins, because that's how I feel like they got to get to win the division. And I'm a little concerned now with that Week 11 game that I penciled in as a win.
So with Jarrett Stidham as a quarterback of the Patriots, you had him third in the division. They get Cam Newton for $1 million when nobody else wanted him, and now not only the favorite, but now you backing up on your bet?
I just don't like that. Okay, I don't like it. I thought, man, we all saw the second half of that schedule. They're gonna they got a chance to really get on a roll. Like, win, you know, 7 of their last 8 games, something like that. And that game, I never batted an eye. I was like, it's in Houston, it's in NRG. The Patriots, you just can't look. And see, I think it's not just Cam, but I think they're going to make moves after this. And this, to me, is a much better football team. I do think that Bill will out-coach Bill O'Brien. I don't think that's anything that's shocking. And I know the number that the Texans did on them last year, and hopefully it ends up being that way. But I think by that time, that may be the best that the Patriots will be, because it'll be 11 weeks in the season, and they'll know how they've used Cam. And I just, that game to me, Clint, was a W. Like, I didn't, no questions about it. It was a W. If they'd have lost that game, I feel like the reaction should have been how people were justifiably ticked off after the debacle against Denver last year, if they'd have lost that game.
Well, let me make you feel better about it. So
I'm not feeling better.
The Cam Newton, the signing of Cam Newton, that shouldn't move your needle in a sense of all of a sudden being worried about that bet. Because you're on to something, though. Regardless of who the quarterback is, if they sign that help you talked about for Cam, if they do the same thing for Jarrett Stidham or Brian Hoyer or whoever the hell the quarterback is in New England, I think it'll be Jarrett Stidham. I think a lot more highly of Jarrett Stidham than most people. I think that they do as well. But nonetheless, if they sign somebody talked about earlier, DeSean Jackson or just one of those caliber guys or better, then there's going to be a problem. Or they trade, if they acquire, however the hell they would acquire him. They'd have to trade, obviously, because there's no DeSean Jacksons out there walking the streets. But yeah, there is a couple of them in there.
Man, you trade for any of them. Well, try to trade for them. Try to, right. You could, I mean, the Patriots.
You never know. But the point is if they sign a guy, a really good receiver to put above Nikhil Harry put him as a two, Edelman would be your 1/2 at the slot position, and then you got another option. That's going to change the game for the New England Patriots. And that, I believe, Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick will be able to overcome. I don't give a damn who. Hell, last year they had Tom Brady back there, and he couldn't overcome the lack of weapons around the quarterback. So that's the key to New England. I'd stand pat on your bet, man.
I mean,
you don't have no choice, but
well,
I'd feel
be
good
honest.
About it.
Where is Wade? I believe Wade should let me out of this. That's where I am. Wherever Wade Smith, I know you're listening. Wade, come on, man. We didn't know that Cam Newton was going to sign with the Patriots. I think this changes things to rest.
Wade is going to tell you to jump in the deepest lake in Texas. He's going to say, tie a cinder block around your ankle and jump in the deepest lake in Texas.
Saying,
I'm not letting you out of nothing. I'm just telling you, save your breath. Save the embarrassment. Do not call Wade Smith and ask for that forgiveness, please.
There is not a concern now. That second, because Texans fans and people who are being serious about finding a path for them to win the division and get into the playoffs for the fifth time in 7 years, like that second half of the schedule, you looked at and was like, this man, if they can just find a way. I think I've heard the General McClain, who's on with us each and every Friday, 4 o'clock in the 4 o'clock hour, said they could just get two of the wins of those first seven. They could come out of there 2-5 or 3-4 with that back half of the schedule. They got a chance. That game and where the Patriots could be, and yes, I totally agree with what you said, is when they had Jarrett Stidham, they just pieced out their draft. They just drafted for like 3 years down the line. Now, when they brought in Cam Newton, to me, it is a signal that they are looking to win right now. That is a signal to me that they're looking to win right now, and I think they are going to try to make moves to improve this team. And when they get to week 11, this could be a real problem as opposed to a game that I don't think was going to be an issue for people. Fans, Texans fans didn't really probably think that was going to be a game, and was probably finally we caught a break having to play them and not having to play Buffalo like the Titans are going to have to. But now I think this team is better than Buffalo, and no telling what's going to be on that damn roster. I could honestly wake up in 2 days and somehow the Patriots have made some kind of deal, and now next thing you know, Delanie Walker and some other receiver.
You better hope it's a new AB or something. You better
Keenan
hope
Allen,
they go
a Keenan Allen and Delanie Walker could be a part of this team, and now they got. Now they got Keenan Allen and Mohamed Sanu and Edelman, and now I'm just like, oh, now you're just like, oh.
I did forget about Sanu. Sanu is up there. They got a bunch of twos, man. They got a bunch of twos. They need a one.
But just, man, hell, another two.
Delanie Walker. I like Delanie Walker. He's a great player. He's about a 36-year-old tight end.
Well, he's better than this Matt LaCrosse guy.
They drafted two. They may have just loaded up to run that old Wildcat formation.
Yeah,
that old guy. Hell, go hire Rhett Lashley or Gus Malzahn and just put them in there and let's see what you can do.
Why not? Text line is in. Show you sound weak. You may have moved to Texas, but you definitely don't have Texas blood running through your veins.
Damn, sure.
Okay, let's calm down. All right, now let's calm down. Let's slow down now.
Slow down,
right,
my
we
kids
all,
are
we
in
all,
the car.
We all have moments where we could be weak. Yeah, I acknowledge it. I sound weak, but I'm a little nervous. This is white Hennessy that I cannot find a price under $250. This is white Hennessy, and I'm just saying, can we please just think about it, Wade? Just think about maybe coming off this. We did not see this coming.
He ain't gonna slip off it. You forget about that.
I can feel it, and the confidence that you're bringing, it feels like he's not going to, but. But nonetheless, this does throw a bit of a wrinkle in the season for the Texans, because that Week 11 matchup, that is a different matchup than what it was when they woke up.
I'll give you that. It's different. I'll give you that. It's different. I just ain't ready. I ain't jumping on this bandwagon. I mean, nobody else is even interested in the league in Cam Newton and gave him $1 million deal, and he's coming off two injuries. And it's, I mean, damn.
The combination
the hype in the media today, man, are you kidding me?
Well, it's just the combination of Cam and the best franchise and coach together. You feel like the last time Cam was healthy, and I know you continue to say, all I can see is that last brutal game of Thursday night against Jameis Winston and the Bucks. Right, so bad that they were on the 1 yard line, that his foot injury was so bad that they didn't run him in on third and goal from the one like they've done for the past 9 years. They try to throw it or try to sling it over to Christian McCaffrey, and they got stopped at the one. Yeah, that game. But then I think the Patriots and others remember before he had the shoulder issue and before the foot injury, he was 6-2 going into a game against Drew Brees and the Saints. And then he had the shoulder injury, and it went all downhill from there. And he was playing at an MVP level, had thrown 63% of his passes, something like that, and completed, which is never something Cam does, over 60% of his passes. That's the last Cam Newton we saw that when he was healthy. And I think the Patriots look at that, and people look and think, you combine that with the greatest coach in that organization, woo!
Come on, man.
You got something.
Yeah, I know. You done threw in old McDaniels and that job he did with Tim Tebow. And hell, some people will take you back a few years back when they figured out a way that Jacoby Brissett rushed for a few yards in a game. And, boy, that's just they're gonna tweak that offense to be Cam Newton friendly.
Yeah, right, they are.
Hey, man, look here. Y'all ride that hype train if y'all want to. I got to see something before I buy in.
Clint Sterner, run the show. Clint, 4th of July is coming up, baby. I know you love this time. Have you found out if you can park your chair and sit in the river and drink your old Coors Light?
To my knowledge, putting that old chair in the water is happening, my man. It is happening. With my lady, with a bunch of them silver bullets. Yep. Mm-hmm. It sure is. I don't know if we're going to let them have any fireworks out there or not, because it gets pretty dry around that river. But I tell you what, I'm going to be about waist deep, toes up. With pretty young thing. Yep. Mm-hmm.
This is me. I could tell just talking to you the last couple of weeks that 4th of July is that's one of your things.
So that's my deal. I mean, I really struggle with the vacation aspect of things. Like the whole packing your bags for a week and packing bags through the, not to mention how bad airports are now, through the airports and into another country with passports and all this and all that. And then you get there and there's a damn itinerary where you got to be up at a certain hour and you got to run all over the country seeing waterfalls and all these beaches. They all look the same.
Who's planning these vacations?
I'm just thinking my last, like I went to Cabo one time. It's like, I love it. I enjoyed it, 'cause I'd never been, but, and I like doing those kind of things, but hey man, I just absolutely love the river. I absolutely love, put the phone down, can't be nowhere else, don't bother me, y'all leave me alone. I don't want to thumb social media. I just want to get in that river, enjoy the people I love the most, and put my toes up, baby. It is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, I just said, let's hear that. 713-572-4610. What is your favorite vacation spot? Like not spot, but your, like, what do you like to do on vacation? Clint just... that it just let me grab a seat. You could just go down there for days. Just go down there for days.
So
just
sit if you can't have a good time with me and my crew in that river, then we can shake hands and move on. I mean, if you can't enjoy that speaker over there playing some tunes, don't matter the genre. Don't really matter. Doesn't matter.
You just laid out, relax. See,
Lay back, break bread. It's, hey, you know what? If nobody's talking, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right. Just sit back and enjoy the river, the sounds of the river, baby. That's it. If you want to get down, when that sun starts going down, usually when it gets pretty rowdy down there. But, I mean, you know, it's just so beautiful.
See, I'm a relaxer.
Show the way you was posted up on that table over there in Baytown the other day when you didn't invite Bridget to dinner and drinks. Yeah.
Earn it.
The way you was posted up on that bar top table, yeah, ain't no doubt. You get off in that river, you don't have to worry about swimming, Chief. I know you're not real fond of swimming.
Just kidding. I can swim now.
Well, I mean, the only way you're going to drown in this water is if you get that, if that white Hennessy puts you face down for some reason. I mean, you literally got to be face down to drown in this water I'm in. You can stand up, be about your waist, I guess, be about my knees, about your waist.
There's no reason for you to come in with that short joke. None at all. No,
I thought you were going to let that thing go.
No, you weren't. I'm going to let that go. my waist, my knees.
You be all right, though, baby.
Josh and Mignola, Clint, you're speaking my language.
That's right, Josh.
I probably would enjoy myself on the river.
There's no question.
I like to relax, lay back, and chill. I'm telling you, I just pull up, grab me a drink, you know, with an umbrella, a drink with a little umbrella in it. Yeah, it probably got some color to it.
Got an umbrella, a little pink drink.
Got to have some color to it. It could be red. Something wrong with it.
And it might be frozen.
It might, you damn, it's probably a good chance it's going to be frozen.
At least the first one, huh?
I'm telling you, man, hell yeah. The third one, too. Let's just keep going.
Well, you're going to have a hard time keeping them frozen on the river. I'm sure there's some kind of contraption out there that can keep them frozen.
Yeah, I get some going. Yeah, I get some going. Yeah, I'm with it. Yeah, just relax. The hustle and bustle vacations, I hear you. Sometimes I can get up for it if it's just a place I'd never been. But like when you say Cabo, I don't got no interest in finding out the city of, just finding out Cabo and going around and seeing different things. I just want to lay back. Hey. I just want to lay back on the beach and just enjoy myself.
Yeah, you know, I got luckily Lo is like that. My girl, she likes to go shopping and stuff with the girls or whatever, but when it comes to, like, she don't want to go down there and see every waterfall that Mexico has to offer in Cabo. I'm just out. If you want to – look here. If you want to get in a cab and you want to ease down to Cabo in the city where the restaurants are and get some good Mexican food and drink some really, really good tequila and maybe put your toes in the sanders, I'm down with that now. I can enjoy that. But that whole – man, you thought you were only going to make one trip to Disney World. Like that there? No, man. Courtney's going to have you. You're going to take three or four of them jokers, so get ready, baby.
She'd have told me. No, because I can remember Clint Turner in the show with you till 6. Clint, I can remember going on vacation we went to Maui, to Hawaii, went with the in-laws. And I tell everybody, it's this thing, if you ever been to Maui, anyone listening, it's called the Road to Hana. I would say you got to do it once. You know, if you go to Maui, I think you should take a day to do it once. But that's it, Doc. That man, it was one of the most stressful. It was beautiful. We got stops and all over. But you're going up this hill and going down this hill. And when you're not driving and somebody else is driving, I trust my father-in-law. He's a great driver. But, man, you could just any bad move, any bad step, you coming down that, you just come right on down that puppy. Just come on. And it was just long and exhausting. And it was like, nah, man, I just, about halfway through it, I'm like, can we just grab somebody's beach and just sit and just chill? Because I think you got to do it once, but it is a one timer.
Do it once, but don't make the mistake twice, right?
No, man. From the 713 show, there ain't anything more relaxing than floating with the river and being on a raft full of beer. And maybe a few tropical flowers to go with.
Show.
Sounds good, man.
Show. Sounds good. Telling you, baby. Well, I ain't gonna do no float. I'm gonna put my lawn chair in there, but I think my floating days are over, man. Them old floating days, they got wild. It's like Mardi Gras in the water, man. That kind of got.
Oh, it's just like you party at floating in the water,
you ain't
not
seen
focused.
We gotta take him, Clint.
Chief,
hold on. You're not focusing.
What? No, you ain't focusing on nothing.
No, you're barely moving.
It literally is like Mardi Gras, bro. Like you're walking down Bourbon Street, and all the goings on that are going on Bourbon Street, they go on in the river.
How deep is it? It's a river, right? I'm just saying.
It ain't a river like you got running through downtown Kansas City, Chief. There's some deep spots where you can't touch, but there's rapids, there's rocks. It's a narrow river winding through the hill country of our beautiful state of Texas, baby. So that's a different deal. Now, I don't know if I'm going to encourage you to get off into float and actually moving, because the water does get deeper and there's some crazies out there. You get in that old knee deep water with me, sink your old butt down in a lawn chair, lawn chairs, it'd be over.
I got that. I'm just saying, hey man, it's Mardi Gras in the water. Yeah. We just float, man. Yeah. Ain't nobody focusing on nothing.
With deep
water, just 3 sheets to the wind. Woo!
Chief, I fell like when I was coming up, back when I was enjoying myself way too much, I fell off my damn tube one time and started swimming, like panicking and swimming, and hit dead bottom on my forehead. Like I was swimming the wrong direction. Them damn Zimas got me.
Bruh.
Them damn Zimas back in the day, they got me. Luckily, it was only about 10 feet deep, so I just shot myself back to the sky, and I was all good. But good day on the river, baby. Ain't nothing better than a good day on that river now. Let it get cloudy and get a little rain. Ooh, the water's coming out of I think it's the deepest man-made lake in Texas, Canyon Lake. It's coming out of the bottom of one of the deepest lakes in Texas, so it's bone-chilling cold sometimes.
Mm, yeah, I pass.
Nah, you're in it.
I pass on that other one. I do the one sit with you.
Yeah, there you
but not
go.
The, not the one floating. There's a couple spots where your feet can't touch when you're blasted drunk. And it's Mardi Gras. Nah, man, shoot. Not what I'm trying to look at. Nah, I'm out of here. Coming up, get your football fix. Clint Sterner's football at 4 coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.